Hey guys, and welcome to BHL Sports Weekly, your weekly source for news and events in sports. Tonight's show theme is history. OKC makes history, but in the worst way ever. Right now, history is repeating itself as we're watching the rematch of last year's NBA Finals. And also, we're going to discuss whether or not the Cubs can break their cursed history and break their 108-year drought. All this and more history and sports up next on Sports Weekly.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live, Sports Weekly.
We're cooking up a key, trying to serve it to the street.
I've never heard this song.
No?
No.
I heard it one time at a holiday party, and I loved it.
Oh, T. Dennis Lewis. Okay, guys. You know, we like to start our Thursday night lit tonight.
We don't play no games. This is serious business.
It is. This is Raina's. This is Raina's ratchet selection.
Uh-oh. Raina came back hot. Go ahead,
She's been on miniature vacation. Sports Weekly every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Thank you guys out there for joining the Sports Weekly squad. So happy that you guys are taking your halftime break from the NBA Finals to kick it with us.
Perfect timing.
Push it. Oh, here you go. Go with it. Okay. Erica Renee Davis. You can find me on Snapchat, Periscope, Twitter, and on Instagram at Erica Renee D. I'm not a rapper. I'm just pretending to be one today.
Andre Dan. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I Am Andre, and Facebook, Periscope, all that. Just Andre Dean. Find me.
With a U.
With a U. With a U.
Hey guys, it's Raina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter and Periscope at Raina_LA.
Hey guys, this is Charlie Myers. You can find me at Charlie L. Myers at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
And as always, follow all things Black Hollywood Live on blackhollywoodlive.com. I know this song is just like, what? I just can't even concentrate. You can also find Black Hollywood Live on Twitter, on BHL Online. Follow us on Instagram, finally, at The Sports Weekly, because yes. Charlie is keeping the Instagram account. Thank you, Charlie.
Oh, update, you doing
man.
That?
Yes. Update night.
Man.
Update.
I thought you were doing it at first, and I was like, well, look at Dre.
I was doing it too.
No.
Charlie.
Underground. Keep it underground.
Until a Carmel brother took my spot.
He did. Yeah, so
it's coffee. It's okay.
You got demoted. Oh, I got a lot to talk about. Again, thank you guys for watching us during the NBA Finals. You know, this means a lot to us. So we're going to jump into some NBA talk, talking about the major meltdown by OKC. The most major meltdown ever.
Right.
Like ever. And I'm a Clipper fan, and last year's meltdown that we had against the Rockets was major. This was worse. I think it was worse. Because so much more was at stake. What the hell?
Well, it's funny because they had him in game six.
Mm-hmm.
They had them. Yeah. The missed shots were ridiculous in game six. I don't know what it was. They just kept on missing and missing and missing.
It was Clay.
Yeah. And then Clay just did those threes.
That was awful. Well, depending on who you're cheering for.
I think they got the Thunder. They just got too comfortable. Like, 3-1 lead. We're cool. If we lose the next game, we got another game. Like, that's when you should play all out.
Yeah.
Like, you just want to finish it off and get it over with. You can't be too comfortable because stuff like this will happen. I mean, the Warriors would pull this off out of any team this year.
I said it last week.
You did.
I don't think they got comfortable. I think they just got. I think Golden State was hungry. They wanted to win. They didn't matter if they was down 3-1. I always thought that they were going to win. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to win it all. They're a great team. They never quit. When Clay's off, somebody else is on. When Curry's hot, somebody else is on. It's like a perfect balance, man. Like somebody's always on. And they have enough. When you got two people shooting three-pointers
from the tunnel.
I mean, and you always have somebody on, giving you 30 points. It's hard to beat a team like that.
So do we blame OKC's meltdown on coaching, on choking, or as Charles Barkley likes to call it, hero ball, where KD and Westbrook start trying to save the franchise with just the two of them against the world? What do we blame?
One of them's got to go, and that's about to happen now. I think they're butting heads. They're two great athletes. They're two guard/shooting guards. You know what I mean? And I just don't think that they're ever going to get to where they need to get together. They kind of need to split up and let somebody else take another franchise and let Westbrook do his thing there at OKC.
So I think that they're both immature players.
Ooh.
So if you see them, they were telling Curry that his defense was awful. And they lost the series.
Mm.
I don't I don't personally, if I was the Lakers, if I was whatever team, I would not invest in one of those players.
And maybe. Neither one of them?
They're not going to do anything Dang, within 5 years. They're not going to do anything.
Whew.
We'll see. But I see him going to back home.
Westbrook. Or
yes. I go home to see him.
KD.
Durant. Okay. Yeah, I see him going back home. As far as Westbrook, I see him staying in OKC.
Okay.
I think for this series, I'm going to go with Charles on this, the hero ball,
mm-hmm.
because I think that they just took it under their hands instead of trusting their teammates, like taking four shots. And that's the difference between them and the Warriors. You see, you know, if Steph's not making his shots or Klay's not making anything, maybe Iggy would step up and mm-hmm. you know, go hard. And then maybe Harrison Barnes will step up. I saw a little bit of Waiters. I mean, Waiters obviously
And Roberson. Did his thing.
Yeah, they had some moments, but I think the difference is with the Warriors, if they have a hot player, they feed that player the ball.
Good point.
With the Thunder, they have a hot player. Okay, you got the ball, possession one, two times, but then maybe Russ will go in and take it himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go after the hot player, and I think that's what the Warriors do, which is why they were so successful in that.
But is it that they don't trust the other players? Because, like you said, if Klay's not hot, then Steph, you know, might be hot. Steph's not hot, then somebody off the bench, like Barbo, like someone random could be hot. But does OKC lack the depth in shooters? Like, I feel like there are only two or three players who ever get hot with OKC consistently. With the Warriors, any of them could shoot the ball from the tunnel. And I feel like that's a huge difference.
I think in the game of basketball in general, having shooters makes a huge difference with any team. Because you can have an impact in the post, mm-hmm. but that just draws your defender inside. Mm-hmm. But the post player needs to be able to kick it out and have somebody to make those threes. So I think that's exactly why the Warriors are so good, because they have players that can shoot the ball. The post players can kick it out to anybody and they can make it. I mean, I think that's why their team is at a high level right now.
Yeah, but I do have to give it to OKC's coach. Every single time that the Warriors got into some sort of groove, he would call a timeout. Mm-hmm. Call a timeout. Mm-hmm. And he didn't let them get into any sort of groove. So I do give it up to him, even though they did lose the series.
I think the competition, I think it's a lot riding. It's a lot on the line right now for Kevin Durant. It's a lot on the line right now for Russell Westbrook. And I think that really got in the way. When I say a lot on the line, I mean Kevin Durant doesn't know where he's going to be next year.
True.
He has no clue. And I think those guys, they're competing and trying to sustain themselves as players. You know what I mean? Kevin Durant, he has to perform good if he wants to land himself that big contract, that next place. He hasn't won a championship. He keeps continually falling short. So he has to show somebody something. You know what I mean? And I think that was a big problem. It seems like they were competing. You know what I mean? Like, it's like one would try to... Like
hero.
We talked about Golden State versus when we see Klay is hot, then they're feeding Klay. Yeah. Every time he comes, he's touching the ball, he's bringing the ball up. Mm-hmm. And they're okay with... I mean, Steph Curry is okay with Klay going off. He's okay with that. And it's not like a competition. It's like, that's my boy. Mm-hmm. He went off, I had to step down. And I think that's what makes them a great team, is they know when to step down. They know when to say, you know what, I'm not hot, he's hot, let's feed him the ball. And then everybody else just rallies around him.
So true.
So should KD stay? Or
nah,
should he go?
Can't stay. He has to go.
Like, so.
Why would he stay?
Well, here's what he could do. If KD decided to stay, he could opt for a 2-year contract and then have a player option for the second year. And if he did the player option for the second year, that would be the year that Westbrook would be up for his free agency. So considering that he could opt in for one more year with the option to leave in the second year of his contract, do you think it's worth it for Kevin Durant to stay?
Not at all. I think it's if he comes back and they don't win again, then it's another chink on his armor. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's another bad look for him, is what I think.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see him going anywhere this year.
I'm with you, Charlie.
Yeah.
Where
is he gonna go? Where is he gonna go?
Yeah, where is he gonna go?
The Lakers.
For some reason, I really feel that KD's coming to the Lakers
this year.
No,
I think so.
Oh no.
Because just watching.
Look how close they got.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's probably the closest that. Like honestly, they beat the Spurs,
mm-hmm.
and they had the Warriors down 3-1.
What a
like,
meltdown.
Right there, that's the closest I think KD and Westbrook will get.
Well, don't forget, they went to the finals against the Heat. The Heat a few years ago.
A few years, yes, I know, but I think win. This right now, this time right now, thing, like, yeah, like 3-1, like this was their year to go at it. Like, and I think that's probably like how this season ended. I think that's what it's going to get into KD's head. Like, man, I was dead. And I think he balled out the last game. I mean, did his thing. I think so. In the end, he was like the main player. But
yeah,
I mean,
he did come on at the end. I think he had like 12 to 15.
Well,
points
what happens in the first half
game.
Of the game? I mean, we need for you to play four quarters if you're the superstar.
But see, that's nobody else is playing. Like towards the end, like he's the superstar. He steps up into that role. Yeah, you're missing whatever, but he came in. And it shouldn't even go down to game 7, though. It should have been game 5, game 6.
Definitely should have been game 6.
Home, too.
But
yeah.
That's another reason just to say, like, why would he come back? Like, how many times do you have to go and fail? We talked about this last time on the show. How many times do you say, oh, let's keep trying it out. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's keep trying it out. Oh, let's keep trying it out. I mean, they went to the finals. They lost. They went back-to-back and was super close and lost. Like, what more can you do with that program? And KD, if he does come back, he's going to want a whole lot of money. A lot of money, even for that year, or even if he does do the 2-year contract, mm-hmm. he's gonna want a lot of money. Is it worth giving this player that much money when you've seen he hasn't produced? Ooh. And not to say that he hasn't produced, but he hasn't produced as far as the team standpoint go. Because if you look at individual stats, yes, he's great. But if you look at the team, they've been stagnant.
There are too many egos.
They've been stagnant for these last 3 years. They've been stagnant.
So you're saying that OKC could just give it up and they're going to go ahead and just rebuild.
Dang.
Well, I wouldn't say rebuild, but you don't have to rebuild.
You
have Russell. You have a great, they have a great team.
But that's still kind of rebuilding, though.
Even if you take KD out of, it's not rebuilding. If you take KD off of that team, they still got a decent team and they'll have a lot more money to bring a couple more small pieces
in. To compete with Charlotte, maybe.
That may be able to,
I think that, like, with KD leaving, and if Westbrook stays, I mean, that opens up a lot of positions. I think you can build a team with a great core group. You don't have to have so many all-stars on the team. Like having teammates that, say if you have one superstar and your teammates know their role, you have mm-hmm. role players, then yes, you can advance. I think you can get better. I mean, you don't really necessarily need to have two stars. It's great.
That's true.
But like,
because the Warriors were.
I'm saying the Warriors, too.
Like, they're stars now. But, Dre, don't look at me like that, because they're stars now, but 5 years ago.
I'm about to agree with you.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. They were not stars.
Because I agree with you.
Example. They're the perfect example. Draymond Green. Was Draymond a star a couple years ago?
Yeah.
He built himself up to be such a dominant power forward, and, like, look at him now. So I think that you can build with core players. It's just you have to have the players that would actually lock in and buy into the system.
Real quick before we go on, because we got to move on from this. Lil B is a Bay Area rapper who cursed Kevin Durant about 5 years ago. He told him, well, Kevin Durant said that he was a whack rapper. And then Lil B, or the Based God, do you guys even know who Lil B is?
Yeah, I know who he is. Yeah, he's a horrible rapper.
He's a horrible rapper. He's a motivational speaker / rapper / wannabe basketball player. And KD called him a whack rapper. And so since then, the Based God said that KD's career would be cursed until he either took it back or played him one-on-one basketball, and every year it's like you can read Lil B's tweets.
That's
and
funny.
It keeps coming into fruition. So does this Lil B or whatever his name, Base God curse, have any merit?
No.
No, okay.
I don't believe in that at all. Like,
that boy needs to be in the studio, man.
Exactly.
Working on his
people.
Mixes. Working on his mixes, brother. Don't even be worried about the sports and all that. Just focus on your mixes, bro.
Can we get a game check?
So we have 10:03 in the third, 56-45 Warriors.
Okay.
Speaking of that game, now we're in the NBA Finals officially. Warriors, Cavs, another round. Guys, who is taking this year's championship? Predictions, and I also want how many games, all that.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Erica?
I'm going to say, and this is against everything that I believe in, so please forgive me for even saying this, but I'm going to say Warriors in 6. And I'd like to say that I accurately predicted Cavs in 6, Warriors in 7, and I hate that I was right about that, too. So, I think it'll go Warriors, games 1 and 2, Cavs games three and four at home, and then I think it'll go Warriors. Mm. I think it'll go six.
Okay.
I think Golden State in seven. I know LeBron James is not going to go out without giving every single thing that he has, and but you wonder, what I wonder is that going to hurt? Is that going to hurt him? Because I believe sometimes LeBron James tries to take too much into his hands
on
his own plate. You know what I mean? Sometimes, and I think that's why he tends to fall short sometimes. You know, for the big. Even though he's won, I mean, he's legit. I mean, how many players you can say every time he goes to a team, this dude ends
six
up
six consecutive
yeah. right like this exactly. it's pretty amazing what he's doing, but at the same time I think he's a selfish player, man, and I think he's just not a great team player.
Is he selfish though, Trey?
Well, more than
say
Kobe?
I wouldn't say selfish, because he is the third all-time assist leader right now, which is great, you know, but it's not selfish in that way, but more so selfish in the point where I think he has to get his. No matter what happens, no matter what the scenarios were, win, lose, or draw, I feel like his mentality is, I have
disagree.
To get mine.
I think he used to be like that, Dre. I don't think he's like that anymore. But
I mean, he was like that last year. I mean, you can remember the press conference.
He didn't have anybody!
The press conference.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, but I'm talking about the press conference when he said, he's like, I mean, I'm not worried about anything because I'm the best player in the world.
You better say that, though.
I don't think that needs to be said, though. Like, that, I think we talked about this when... I don't know if we did, I think that is just, you can't, I don't know. I'm all about being humble. I mean, like, Steph comes out, he would never say that. And, like, KD and Russ, I think when they're remember when they were on the podium and then they're talking about Steph's defense, like, laughing at that, like, that's another thing. Like, you got to carry yourself in a different way. Like, you can't be, like, super cocky like that. Tim Duncan, he would never say that.
Well, Tim Duncan doesn't say
but
anything,
But I'm just saying,
though.
Like, but you have certain players that won't say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just developing. I mean, they're just too cocky. I don't know. I just think those egos are to mess you up in the NBA. You saw the clip, what happened with Clippers.
She's like, always trying to come for my Clippers.
I'm just saying, like,
too many egos.
Too many egos.
Trying to come for my Clippers.
So, this is what I got to say about the finals. I think the Warriors are the better team.
Okay.
But they're going to beat themselves.
Ooh.
I have the Cavs in game seven.
Okay.
If you remember back to last year, the Cavs almost had the Warriors number with just LeBron.
Yeah.
And now they have the big three with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I see the Warriors doing exactly what they did with OKC, but them not recovering.
Ooh. I like that prediction, Charles.
Because it's very bold. Yeah,
I
tell you this. I've predicted this since we first talked about it.
Okay.
Before the playoffs, I said Cavs were going to win it.
Mm.
You can rewind it, play it back, and I will tell you 100% they're going to win game seven.
Love that.
I'm going to tell you what, this is why I disagree. This is why I disagree, too, because it's all about the experience.
Okay.
And Love, Irving, the guys that you're going to expect to produce, whether they played or not last year, they still don't, this is new for them. They haven't been this far. They haven't played this far.
Yeah,
and I think that's what's going to come to, that's why I think Golden State's going to win in game seven. Because it comes down to mental at some point, too. You plan every 2 days. It's tough for you, but this is the last
travel.
One. You got to get over that hump, different time zones. I think that does affect the experience that you have playing in these type of games, especially going all the way to the championship, does affect the way you play.
Yeah.
And whether you have Kyrie Irving, and Love or not, it doesn't matter unless they're producing. Unless they're if they're not producing, it doesn't matter. And if they're not comfortable, they're not going to be producing. And I don't think that they're going to be comfortable enough in this position to produce, and I think that's when LeBron James is going to try to take over and do what he always does, and I think that's why they're going to fall short, because Golden State is a great team. They play great team ball. Like we talked about, we didn't even know who these guys. We didn't know who Green was. We didn't talk about him as much. We didn't talk about Thompson as much.
Yeah.
3 or 4 years ago, but they've evolved as players.
They have evolved.
And Curry has stepped back and let them have their time. Let them shine when it's time for them to shine. I just feel, I've always said it, Golden State has a great team, and they play great team ball, and they're young. They remind me of a younger Spurs, you know what I mean? But they, but they're young, and they're good. They hustle. They play great defense.
The
they're
Spurs
not afraid
wish they had
to do
the shooters
things.
That yeah. the Warriors
so
have.
My question to you is, and you probably are going to disagree with me, but Klay Thompson carried the Warriors to the next round.
I think so.
Yeah. So
all day.
If Steph Curry and Klay Thompson don't play at 100%, you still see them succeeding and winning the championship.
I don't think.
Well, no, I mean, Steph and Klay are two core players, but I mean, that's, I don't know, that's kind of. Yeah, I mean, if they weren't, that's kind of like unfair to say, because if they're, that's also, that means, what about the Cavs? They need to miss someone too, because it's like, that's like saying LeBron and Kyrie, if they're out,
if they're
like,
out, yeah.
Are
like
they
last
gonna
year.
Win?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
last
year.
Kyrie was out, like, yeah.
I see what you're saying, though, because Klay and Steph do go, like, both of them do have these games sometimes where they'll be missing, they'll be, you know, they'll shoot a couple air balls, and they'll break it, and there will be games where both of them will not be hot.
I don't think there's going to be four games
where
both of those two players are not going to be hot.
Yeah,
it's no way on earth that these guys have gotten this far and won this many games and done what they've done for you to say that both of those guys are going to go four games without somebody being on, without somebody picking up the slack and doing what they do best.
Yeah.
They shoot threes.
Oh, yeah.
I think
that's what they do.
Yeah.
And they're not scared to shoot threes no matter where they are.
Yeah.
And the more you take, the more opportunities you have to make them. And they're not scared to shoot them up. That's what their coach say all the time. He say sometimes, he said, I think he was doing an interview. He said, sometimes I'm on the sideline with my head down like, man, I hope he don't shoot that shot. I hope he don't shoot that shot. But he shoots it, and then he makes it. Sometimes he got his head down like, I hope he don't shoot that shot. He shoots it, but he's missed it. But what he said was, whatever the scenario is, he's had to deal with it. And it's been a lot more good than it's been bad.
I think one of the things that separates the Cavs and the Warriors is like their bench play. I think players coming off the bench, like for example, their sixth man, it's either Harrison Barnes or Iggy, depending on the game. And they both produce double digits.
Everyone can
every
score.
Game. Everyone can score. Yep. You also have Livingston that will come in and give his buckets.
Old
yeah, but he has a nice little floater. But he'll come. But sometimes, right now he has 13 right now off the bench. Not too bad. Iggy has 17.
What's the score?
And 56-52, 8:03 to go in the third. And then you have Barbosa will come in and give his little, you know, his little quickness. But I mean, I think that's who they have. The Cavs, they got Shumpert. Sometimes he comes in.
Yeah,
does it, they
but,
got, they
but
got,
J.R. Smith is a killer sometimes.
J.R. Smith is played 23 minutes. Is 2-for-10. Yes, he's wishy-washy.
Like, okay, can we say this? Like, we're on the Warriors' nuts real hard.
So let's give
the Cavaliers some due. You know, we're calling LeBron selfish, but let's talk about Dellavedova's his defense. Like, Dellavedova was off the chain
his
last.
His defense or his hacking? Let's be clear.
I mean,
no. Like, come on.
It's true.
He is a hacker.
Well, listen, you got to do what you got to do, because honestly, I feel like when it comes to this level of play, the referees are going to give superstar calls. And he's not a superstar, so you got to get yours. I mean, you got to hack.
He's a little dirty.
He's a little dirty.
I like
he's a little aggressive.
I like him a lot. Though.
I do too, actually.
He went to St. Mary's, went to USF. Sorry. But
Daly.
Oh, no, Deli's a little dirty sometimes. I'm like, no, I don't know. Him and what's that guard out in Houston? That shorter guy that got into it.
Oh,
I know what
you're talking about. Yeah,
they're both like a really like dirty defender.
Oh,
you know Beverly.
Beverly, Patrick Beverly. Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Woo.
I give OKC some. I'm not OKC, but I give Cavaliers credit. If LeBron James, Kevin Love, and Kyrie, if they all average double digits in this series, if all three of them average double digits in this series, they will win.
Okay.
If all three of them average double digits in this series.
And as we say that, it's 55-59.
Ooh.
Yes.
So.
Right. Yeah, what's your prediction? You haven't given us your prediction.
Yeah. I think the Dubs are winning it at 5. I think they're going to take one.
Not black sheep.
I think they're going to take one in,
you are. I hope you're right.
In Cleveland.
Okay.
I would say maybe game four, and come back at home and end
so
it
they're
off.
Gonna win three straight and then lose one.
No. They're gonna lose.
I mean, win,
they might lose
win.
The third game, the first game in Cleveland.
Gotcha. Okay,
and then
so game three.
Game four.
Okay.
I would think that's the one that they're gonna. Game four is gonna be the tricky one.
Okay.
And I think they might win, and then
win game five.
Home Monday, game five.
One, two. Yeah. Okay.
Tell us if you go to the game. I'll be watching.
Can we get some tickets? Can somebody hook us up with some tickets, please? Anyone?
On to baseball. So it's been 2 months in the glorious time of baseball.
Too long.
You're hating. It's all right. It's a smart man game. I understand.
Look at Charlie with the dig on chocolate.
Anyway. I want to hear you guys' predictions. So the Cubs have been rumored to be winning the World Series this year. They are the favorites, but it also is an even year. It's 2016, meaning that the Giants win it every other year, or is it going to be the Boston Red Sox? They're super hot right now. David Ortiz is his last season with them, or is it somebody else that we don't even know?
You know what's so funny about baseball? It's like there's a lot of like theories and like even year, curse. Like I don't see a lot of that in like basketball. I don't know, besides Lobi. I think the Cubs, their curse, that the GOAT, I think this is the year for them to break it.
Yeah, I see it too. I mean, they're playing too damn good.
Yeah.
So they've won, I think it's like something like 27 games or something like that. And that's
29 games.
29 and 11. Yeah, and that's the first that they've ever done that since like 1912 or something. 1907. Like that. 1907.
This is the best start since their back-to-back World Series.
But again, so with the Red Sox, back when they broke their curse, they didn't do as well.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think they're going to lose momentum at the end of the season or...
I don't think it's a Cubs year, because everyone thought that last year was the Cubs year with the whole Back to the Future thing, and we were feeling all like nostalgic about that. I mean, I think it will come down to the Cubs and the Giants in the NLCS, and it's crazy because one of my social media besties, Mark Froman, what's up, Mark, predicted the Giants and the Cubs in the NLCS, and then one of my good friends, Trevor, is a huge Cubs fan, already set aside money to go see the Cubs play in the World Series. So I channel my energy through those two huge baseball fans, buddies of mine. But I'm gonna say the Cubs. I mean, obviously they're not lackluster, but I feel like last year was their year, and they squandered it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say Giants 10, 12, 14, 16. This is their year to keep the even tradition alive.
Kill me.
So, man, you know what? That's my prediction.
I dig that, but I'm riding with Ortiz, man. I think he wants another one. I think it'd be a great. Hey, I think it'd be a great way for him to end. You know, I'm on this Peyton Manning bandwagon right now. You know what I mean? I mean, that was a great way for him to go out. And you know, this is a guy who's equally done what Peyton Manning has done. You know, for his sport, for baseball. You know what I mean? And I think it'd be great. They're playing great. They're 32-21, which is not too bad. Could be better. You know, not too far over 500. But I mean, they play so many games, and for them to be sitting where they are so early, I think it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be Ortiz. I think he's gonna go out with a bang. And he's got nothing else, man. I think his guys are gonna rally for him. I think they're gonna do what they can.
Is this the first time that we agree on something?
It might be. It might be. So I think it might be.
I agree with you.
So we have Sox.
So the reason why. The reason why I say it's gonna be the Red Sox. Look at Mookie Betts. Look at Jackie Bradley Jr. They've been hitting the ball like crazy. I think Mookie Betts is on a 26-game streak right now, and Jackie Bradley went all the way to 28 games, which is nuts. And the fact that they're hitting homers like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that park is a weird park to play in. So especially if you can hit it over the Green Monster, they're going to make it pass. I see it being the Boston Red Sox and the Cubs in the World Series.
In the World Series. That will be great marketing.
So, and kill me now if it's the Giants. That even year thing, like, I'm sorry if you're Giants fans out there, but that even year thing is just annoying. Like, get over it. You're not.
But they can't get over it. I mean, they since 2010, 10, 12, 14. I mean, how could you not? I mean, if I were a Giants fan, I would be all in for the even year tradition, curse, whatever omen do.
Boo.
How many curses are there like in baseball? Mm-hmm. Like how many like that are known? I know that that's the Cubs curse. I mean, and then the even year with the Giants. Are there any other curses?
Y'all believe that really?
I think
the Cubs are.
I think the Cubs are cursed.
Yeah,
really?
I really do believe the Cubs.
But their GM is the GM for the old Red Sox, so he broke the curse for the Red Sox.
Is this his first year in Chicago?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Okay. It could happen. You never know. I still want to go to a game so we can go see.
Yes. Yeah,
we
need to go. Supposed to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it. So if you guys are betting this year.
Oh, yes, tell us.
Of course, it's the Cubs. It's 14-5 odds. Okay. And then it's the Giants, 13-2.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the Red Sox, 10-1. Okay. And then if you really want to bet hard, you can go all the way to Milwaukee Brewers, 1,000-1.
No, why would you do that?
Make that big money if they win.
If they win, yeah.
That's not going to happen, though.
You lose that big money in that big house if they lose.
Since we're on the topic of the Dodgers.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the Dodgers this year?
Puig is a space cadet, as usual. Puig. I don't know. I always have hope. And I think I'm a sucker for Dodger baseball. Even though I don't watch a lot of baseball, I'm a sucker to see the Dodgers do well. I mean, I don't know. I think living in Los Angeles, I don't know, unless you have a baseball team that you really follow, like you follow the A's, it's hard not to cheer for the Dodgers.
What? Yeah, so I was afraid that you were going to say that.
Aww.
The reason why I say that is because you're a Clippers fan, and they're associated with each other. Their bullpen is terrible, and the Clippers are terrible.
The Clippers are the Clippers bitch. You know, listen.
Oh, he's coming for everyone today.
He is. But it's okay, because he's an A's fan, so we didn't even talk about his team because it's irrelevant. They're irrelevant. Oh. So that's what we do here. We talk about important teams like the Clippers.
If I'm going to talk about any subpar teams and root for any subpar teams, I'm rooting for the Astros, the Rockets.
Okay,
I'm rooting for the Astros. 25-30. You never know with the Astros.
The Astros did really well last year.
We've been there. You know, we've been there. And that's a consistent franchise. You know what I mean?
I grew up actually watching
Houston Astros baseball, actually. I used to go to the games. My stepfather used to be a vendor. He used to sell beer games at the Astros.
That's pretty cool.
So he used to take me to all the games.
That explains it.
You know, so...
You're drinking... before you come shoot.
I'm drunk right now.
He doesn't drink.
My last thing, and this is kind of off topic of what we were talking about, but this was a couple weeks back. The brawl that went down with Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And Jose Bautista and Odor.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that? Yeah, I think it's good for baseball.
I do too.
Baseball better. Make it more interesting. You're going to get more people to watch the sport. I feel like it's something that's real good.
Did you agree with the suspension? Like how the mini games?
I think that MLB is still living in 1960.
I agree with that too.
I think that they should just let them, like we were talking about last week, let them roid out and have, we'll see. I mean...
What do you mean? Like, let them fight it out?
Well, McCall was saying last week that if the commissioners allowed PEDs in baseball again, it would be more exciting because we would have the home run competitions and, you know, players would be more athletic. And, of course, watching more athletic players makes it more exciting. So McCall's point was we need to let roids back into the game. Well, I know how you feel about steroids, so you would have disagreed.
No roids, but I say let them boys duke it out. And I don't think they should get suspended for as long. You know, that was kind of out of control. You know what I mean?
Suspension.
To be honest. So I think you got to let them play. Like you said, I think it makes it fun. I grew up going to the Astros games, and they are, I mean, I'm not even going to say they are born, just the Astros, that was born for me. You know what I mean? And I had to sit there and watch the whole game. I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't leave. And I do remember a couple fights and stuff like that. And that's kind of what I remember from those games.
Yeah.
You remember the home runs too, of course. You know what I mean? But you know, that's kind of what I remember more so.
That's one thing that I do like about baseball now is that the home run ball is back. It's not so much. Yes, it is a pitcher's game, but this year especially, people are jacking out homers, which is more enjoyable to watch. So.
And it's been a lot, and they've been cracking down on the whole steroid thing. So, you know, maybe Cass is just putting in more work, you know what
maybe
I mean, to get stronger and to get to where they need to get.
Ooh, before we leave, I do have a question, though. Kind of not really sports related. What do y'all think about Harambe and the baby, the gorilla?
The baby that fell into the... Where was his mom, his parents?
Yes. Right there.
There's,
that, I... No.
Well, it looked like the gorilla was actually like protecting it. So
I mean, who took better care of it?
I'll say this, tread water with it. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of memes going out there. There's a white gorilla, and it mm-hmm. says, what would happen if this
gorilla was shot? It's so funny, though. It's so funny.
That is kind of funny, though.
What do you think?
It's crazy, because I was watching it unfold on Twitter, and Black Twitter is always so funny. And, like, Black Twitter was all about, like, the baby and talking about, oh, the baby should have gotten beat, and, you know, white kids are so out of line. And then, within hours, we found out the little boy was black. And it's like, you know how black mamas are, like, or ethnic mamas, yeah. Period. Like, they don't play. So it just became a really fun joke to follow on social media. I don't know. Yeah. I think that the Harambe looked like he was being caring at first, but it's still a wild animal.
True.
So that animal at any point could have been like, you know what? I think I want to rip this little boy's arms out of his socket. So I think it's a difficult situation, but I guess I really do think the zoo handled it. His mama...
I don't know how.
How did it get? Did the boy just jump down in there? Like
that's what those leashes are for.
Peace out. You know what? I've always been against the leash. I tell you, your damn son jumping the thing with the gorilla.
If you know your kid is running around all over the place and you want to take him to the zoo, that's the last place I'll bring my kid if I know he's running around.
The last thing I'm gonna say about that: if Bill Cosby were there, he could have trained.
he could have definitely drunk the gorilla and put him down. Would y'all have gotten in the gorilla cage? Like, if that was your child, would you have gotten in the thing with the gorilla to come get your child?
The kid would have been down in the damn first place.
Okay.
That's my thing. Ain't no damn
way. No, there's no way my kid would, like, I would lose sight of my kid at the zoo.
Remember this, guys.
Sorry.
And they shot. What do y'all think about shoot? I think they had to shoot him.
If you would have tried
to stun him or do anything else, that could have even made him more wild. Any man would have freaked out and really hurt the kid. So I think they had to shoot him. I know they got a lot of stuff from, like, PETA and stuff like that, you know, saying that, oh, you shouldn't have to kill him.
Harambe, rest in peace.
Harambe. Man, y'all like that.
Enjoy the game. Enjoy. The score?
It's closer now. 68-71 Warriors.
Ooh.
I guarantee
who's
you.
Who's killing it right now? We have LeBron 18, Kevin Love with 15.
Oh, that's good.
Kyrie with 20.
That's amazing.
Yeah. See? Wait, they have four out of their five starters in double digits. Thompson
there
has
you go,
10.
Jay. Double digits. Okay. It's a close game.
Thompson has 10. J.R. Smith has 0.
Okay,
so for the Dubs, we have Harrison with 9. Draymond with 14. Steph has 8. Clay has 6.
Somebody's been playing some D on those boys.
And Bogut has 10. Off the bench, we have Iggy bringing in 5. Sean Livingston bringing 10. And Barbosa with 7. Mm. So
enjoy.
Yeah,
you would think that they wouldn't lose this. They would learn not to lose.
Gotta
the
lock
first
up on Kyrie though.
Game.
Kyrie's the one.
I'm not gonna say a damn word.
I hope you're right, Charlie.
We'll see.
And thank you guys for watching Sports Weekly every Thursday night at 7. And keep enjoying the NBA Finals and keep checking back with our Twitter accounts to see if our predictions are spot on. Let me tell you our predictions one more time. Erica, me, Warriors 6. Dre says Warriors 7. Raina says Warriors 5. And Charlie, the lone man, says Cavs 7.
The only one that's right.
Oh, we'll
preach!
See.
Every Thursday
you gotta
night.
Gotta believe it.
7 o'clock. Keep believing. Keep believing Sports Weekly. Erica Renee Davis, you can find me on Snapchat, Periscope, Twitter, and on Instagram. What are you doing? At Erica Renee D. Dre, what are you
Andre
doing?
Andre Dean, nothing. Ain't nobody mess with you. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. I am Andre with the...
With a U.
That's my girl.
Raina Ale, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at Raina_Ale. Don't forget the H, please.
Charlie L. Myers, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And, Carmel out.
Carmel
out.
Mocha out. Toffee
out. Chocolate out. Until next Thursday, guys. Thanks for watching Sports Weekly.
I don't like my name.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagrammer, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined. views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.